Okay, we're starting at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara wants to know something that we've taken for granted until now in terms of the Gemara's questioning is, Milolon de Be'inan Zvichol Lishma. How do we know that you actually need to L'chadchila Shech the animal Lishma? The Gemara discussed already the fact that if it was done Stam, it's still Ksheira, that if it's Lo Lishma, that it's a Kosher, Korban, just Lo Allah, L'chubat Abalim. But nevertheless, what is the Mekor for the fact that you actually do have to Shech it Lishma, for the animal that you're bringing it? The Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Vim Zebach Shlamim Karbano. Shetehei Zvicha L'Shem Shlamim. It says, Vim Zebach Shlamim. So that it should be a Zebach Shlamim, that you shecht it L'Shem Shlamim. The Gemara says, V'dilma Hainu Shmaihu. Maybe that's the name of the Korban. The Korban could be called a Zebach Shlamim. Who says that it means, Zebach means Shchita here, and Shlamim is the name of the Korban? Maybe the complete name of the Korban is a Zebach Shlamim. Mar says, no, you can't say that, because the subsequent psukim that deal with shlamim say this, makiv et dam shlamim, azarek et dam shlamim, v'lo k'tiv zevach. Then the other psukim that deal with the shlamim don't mention the word zevach, so the name of the korban can't be a zevach shlamim, it must be the name of the korban as a shlamim. And then the word zevach over here means shchita. So that means it has to be shchita, l'shem shlamim. Sounds like Mara goes, okay, Ashkechan Zvicha. You took care of Shchita, Shar Avodot Minalon. Where do we know the rest of the Avodot? Here we're talking about the Arba Avodot that are performed on the Korban. That is Shchita, right? Kabbalat Adam, Holachat Adam, and Zrikat Adam. Those four Avodot. So you've solved for me the problem so far of Shchita. What about the remaining three Avodot? How do we know them to be done? L'shem Shlamim. V'chiteima, the simplest thing to say is Leilif Mizvicha. Why don't we learn that out from Shchita? If we know it's true by Shchita, let us say that it's true also by the other Avodot. Where it says, Ma Lizvicha Shekein Nifselet or Poselet Shelo L'shem Ochlim BePesach. Now the problem is Zvicha has a unique status, and that is by the Korban of Pesach, that if a person shechs the Korban of Pesach for people who cannot consume a kazayit worth of the Korban is Pasul. Pesach has a unique status, and the fact that, not in the end that it has to be eaten, but the people who are minuyim, those that are appointed are the balim of the Korban, have to have the ability to consume the Korban of Pesach. So if you have a chule, a zakein, someone else who cannot consume a full kzayit, then the korban is psula, or pasul. So you have a psul that is unique to shchita. If that's the case, I can't extend shchita to the other avodot, because maybe this is true, you need lishma by shchita, because shchina has this unique aspect to it that it has to be l'shem ochlim bebezach. El amakra, pasuk says, amakriv edam hashlamim. So shetehei kabbalah l'shem shlamim. So we have the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Makriv et dam shlamim." Makriv over there means kabbalat adam. So kabbalat adam is l'shem shlamim. V'lech tov rachmana bekabbalah v'leilif shchita mina. So that's the case. Let's do it the other way around. Just have the din taught to us by kabbalat adam, and let us learn out shchita from kabbalat adam. Mishum deikol mifrach. Mala Kabbalah Shekein Psula Bazar. But Kabbalah is a problem that it can't be done with someone besides a Kohen. The word Isha here is extraneous. It's not necessary because a Zar, by definition, would be someone that is not a Kohen. The only Kohen is kosher to perform Avodah is a Kohen who is a Zachar. But here, Shechita can be done even by a Zar. Shechita is not required to be done by a Kohen. That's one of the only one of the four Avodot that does not require a Kohen. The other three Avodot require a Kohen. So if that's the case, you can't learn out from Kabbalah to Shchita. Because just because Kabbalah requires the Shema, that might be because it has the Chumrah that can only be done by Kohanim. It can't be done by Azar. So Mar says, all right, Ashkhan Shchita b'Kabbalah, like as David said, okay, now you have Shchita and Kabbalah. What about the others? Zvika minalon. Chitema leilif mehane. So what about learning out from these two? We have these two. Malani shekein tuunot safon. Ve'yeshnan v'chata'ot apnimiyot. No, there's something unique about Shchita and Kabbalah. Shchita and Kabbalah have to be done besides Tzafon. When it comes to the Korban that require Tzafon, meaning the Kochei Kodashim and the Chatot, Pirmiyot, all of those type of Korbanot require Tzafon, that they have to acquire Shchita b'Tzafon and Kabbalah Tadam b'Tzafon. But Zrikat Adam obviously is not going to be in the Tzafon, because Zrikat Adam is on the Mizbeach itself, so that doesn't require Tzafon. But they also, they have that one thing in common. The other thing they have in common is that they apply by chatot pnimiot. By chatot pnimiot, chatot are, we learned that just in Horiot, which is, those are chatot that are brought into the Kodesh, or into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, that their dam is brought in. There are only four of those. We say them in Ezim Koman every morning, which is Parvus Ayosh Yom HaKippurim, that goes inside, and then there's also Parim and Isafim, and Sirim and Isafim. Those are the ones that we learned about, which are the Parv Seir, the Seir of Avodah Zarah, and the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, that go inside. So these Parim that are brought into the Kodesh, or into the Kodesh and Kodeshim, they do not have Zrikat Adam on the Mizbeach Chitzon. They don't involve the Mizbeach Chitzon at all, except for the Sharei Adam that's poured into the Sot, which is not an Avodah, that's Me'akev. So the Shechita and Kabbalah have application to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and they have application by the Chatot HaPnimiyot. I mean, you have to Shech the Chatot HaPnimiyot, you have to do Kabbalat Adam, but you don't do Zrikat Adam on the Mizbeach. So this is, they have application by Chatot HaPnimiyot and Chatot HaChitzoniyot, which isn't true of Zrikat Adam. Zrikat Adam only applies to those who are Chitzoniyot, because then they go on the Mizbeach. Inside, then they don't have Zrikat Adam anymore. Elam HaKra Azarek et Adam Ashlamim. So it's the other pasuk. Azarek et Adam Ashlamim. It's a Zvika Ishlamim. Shetei Zvika L'shem Shlamim. So where it says, V'ichtov Rachmana B'Zvika V'leif Minei. So write down Zvika, and then we'll learn out Shechita and Kabbalah from Zvika. V'shom Dika L'mifrach Mal Zvika Shekein Chayav Aleha Zar Mita. So now, there's a problem with Zvika. Zvika is a Chumrah, which is that yes, all three of the Avodot besides Shechita require a Kohen. But a Zar who performs Kabbalah or Holacha is not Chayav Mita. A Zar who performs Zrikat Adam is Chayav Mita. So this is Chayav Mita, that's something unique, or Chumrah that's associated with Zrika. If that's the case, I can't learn out other Avodot from Zrika. So now Gemara says, Ashkechan Kulu, we found all of them, except for Holacha. Holacha is Min Olam. Found Shechita, we found Kabbalat Adam, and we found Zrika. All three of those come from the Psukim that we quoted above, actually, which is Zimzevach Shalamim, Karbono Shechita. Azarek Adam Shalamim is Zrika, and Makriv Adam Shalamim is Kabbalah. Holacha Minayin. V'chita Ima Lelif Mikulu. Let's learn out Holacha from the other three Avodot that we already have. Malukulu Shekein Abuda She'i Ebshar Levatla. The other three avodot are something that you must do. You must shech the animal, you must do kabbalat adam, and you must do zrikat adam. Holacha, not necessarily. Tomar balacha, shev shalav vatna. How do you get rid of holacha? You shech the animal right next to the mizbeach. Holacha is just a ma'afshir to get the blood from the kabbalat to the zrika. But if you get rid of the distance between them, you could do it without any holacha. So Alam HaKra, the pasuk says, V'kriv HaKohen et HaKol HaMizbecho. It says, V'kriv HaKohen et HaKol HaMizbecho. V'amar mar, Zu Alachat Ibarim LaKevesh. This is the carrying or taking of the limbs of the animal to the ramp. So you see this word, V'hikriv. Hikriv, we said before, the pasuk, HaMakriv et Dam HaShlemim. HaMakriv means Kabbalat Dam. Over here we're saying V'hikriv, which is probably the Pashtut, is V'hikriv means to bring closer to Du Halacha. So what do you see here? You see that the Torah uses the same verb to describe to you Kabbalat Adam as well as Holacha. So because of that ambiguity in the word Hikriv, which Hikriv can mean bring closer, or Hikriv can mean Kabbalat Adam, therefore, we can learn out anything we know that is true by Kabbalat Adam will also be true by Holachat Adam. V'tanyo, we have a bright of Hikrivu, Zu Kabbalat Adam, V'alfik Rachmano B'lashon Holacha. That even though they were looking for Kabbalat Adam, Chazal tell us that V'hikrivu over here means Kabbalat Adam, nevertheless it uses the verb that we just said in the previous Pasuk, which means Holacha. Remember, the Holacha lo tifka michlal Kabbalah. Holacha is like a subset of Kabbalat Adam, and therefore everything that is true of Kabbalat Adam will also be true of Holachat Adam. So since we know Hamakriv et Dam Shlamim, since we know that the word, the verb Hamakriv is used for Kabbalat Adam when it comes to Shlamim, and there we know you have to do it L'shem Shlamim, that means that automatically Holacha will also require Lishma, because Holacha or Kabbalat Adam is expressed using the verb that means Holacha, and therefore it applies to both of them. It says, Ashechan Shinui Kodesh. So what we found so far is Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh means that you have to bring it the Shem Shlamim. For the korban that was intended, which if you remember on Friday's daf, on the first daf of the Masechta, we said the Shisha Dvarim that have to be done by the Zevach, the Shema, has to be done the Shem Zevach. So what we just spoke about now was the Shem Zevach. Which type of korban are you bringing? You bring a shlamim, you bring an ola, you bring a chatat. That's the Shem Zevach. The next thing in those shisha dvarim is the Shem Zoveach, for the one who is bringing the korban itself, the balim of the korban. So now, the Gemara says, Ashkechan Shinoi Kodesh. You explained to me that you have to have the right name of Korban, or the Achatchila, we want you to have the proper Korban that is being brought. Shinoi Balim Minayin. How do I know that you're also supposed to have it, L'shem Balim? How do I know that Shinoi Balim has an impact here? So Amram Pinchas B'rid Rav Ami Amar Kra. Pasuk says, U'basar Zevach Todat Shlamav. Sheit V'zvicha L'shem Todah. So that parsha on Vayikra Zayin is talking about a todah, korban todah. Now, korban todah, which the Gemara is going to say in 1 second, is a shlamim plus. It's really a korban shlamim, plus it has an additional requirements to it. One is that you have to bring lachmaniot, you have to bring matzot, lechem, along with the korban todah. There are 40 loaves that come along with it. And number two is that the amount of time that it can be consumed is constrained, which is that a todah can only be eaten for yom l'layla, whereas a shlamim can be eaten yom l'layla v'yom, shnei yomim v'layla echad. So now Gemara says, "Im'enu inyan l'shinui kodesh." We don't need shinui kodesh, genafgalan mehatam. We already learned that from shlamim. Now over here you're asking, how do we extend the shlamim to other korbanot? Here it's not a problem, because todah is a subcategory, a subset of shlamim. So that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, look, we already know about shlamim. What do I need a separate pasuk by shlamim of todah to teach me that you have to do it l'shem zevach? That doesn't make sense. Tenehu l'inyan shinui balim. So menu inyan, right? Menu l'inyan, tenehu l'inyan acher. It's not useful for shlamim. We already have that din. So tenehu l'inyan shinui balim. Mar says, v'hai l'hochi u'data. That's what you're going to use this limud for? V'ami bayu l'inyan, we need it for the brayto. U'basar zevach todat shlamav. Abachanin omer mishum rabbi Eliezer ba l'lamed todah sheshachta l'shem shlamim k'sherah. Todah that's done l'shem shlamim is kasher. Shlamim sheshachtam l'shem todah, psula. But on the other hand, if a shlamim is done for a todah, then it's psula. My fresh ben zeh l'zeh, what's the difference? I mean, if they're synonymous, why does it make any difference? The answer is easy. Todah kriya shlamim. Todah is a subcategory or subset of shlamim. Vein shlamim kriya todah. Shlamim is not a subcategory of todah. So if you call it todah shlamim, that's true, because it's under the category, the larger category called shlamim. If you call shlamim a todah, that's not true, because a shlamim is not by definition a todah. So Gemara says, Anan mizevach kamrinan. Wait a minute, you can learn that. There are multiple issues over here in the pasuk. There's a basar zevach todat shlamav. So todat shlamav teaches you the din of todah and shlamim, that todah is a subcategory of shlamim. We're learning it now from the word zevach. The word zevach teaches me that it's mishchita, the shame todat shlamav, that you have to do it the shame zevach. Okay, eino inyan lekan, we don't need that because we already have shlamim. Right. It doesn't need the word at all, zevach. The fact that it put in the zevach or the shchita here tells you that it's doing zevach, the shame todat shlamav. Well, it says, Akatami Baile. We still need that word Zevach. Chatat Vasham Minayin. How do I know that a Chatat and a Sham is true? Tamad Omar, Zevach. This is quoting in the middle of a Breita. In the middle of a Breita in Torah Kohanim, and then Breita in Torah Kohanim wants to know, Chatat Vasham Minayin. How do I know that a Chatat Vasham also or only eaten for one day and one night? Because we know that it's true by a Todah. How do I know it's true by Chatat Vasham? The word, they learn now from the word Zevach. Any shchita, right, that is done, we should be doing the yom v'layla. So when it says, imkein, iftov rachmano ubasar todat shlamav zevach, I should have placed the word zevach at the end of the description of the karban. Why? Because the limud that I'm learning from here about chatat v'asham is about achila. The achilata korban is mentioned afterwards in the pasuk. So it makes sense to put the word zevach next to the achilata korban. You would have said, pasuk should have read, ubasar todat shlamav zevach. Because then it would have been the zevach, the limud that we have would be next to the achila. My zevach, what does it mean? My zevach means, why do we move it up in the pasuk? Bazar zevach todat shlamav. What's putting it out of order? Shramina atarte, that you can actually learn out two things from here. So now what you've done is actually, you're actually learning three things out of the pasuk. Todat shlamav teaches you that todat is a subset of shlamim. Number two is the word zevach teaches you that just like a todah is eaten for yom v'layla, so too a chatat v'asham are also eaten for yom v'layla. Then the placement of the word zevach, where it's placed in the pasuk, will teach me that you have to do zevach l'shem shlamim, l'shem todah shlamim. We already have that. We have that from the pasuk that we start with, zevach shlamim karbano. So menu inyan l'shinui kodesh, neyu l'inyan shinui balim. So the Gemara is going to go through the same exercise, which ashkechan zvicha. Now we know about Shechita, Shar Avodot Milolan. How do I know the rest of the other three Avodot? Kabbalat Adam, Olachat Adam, Zvichat Adam. Where do I know that from? Bechita Ima Leilef Mizvicha. So learn it at Zvicha. Ma Zvicha Shekein Pusel Shalod Hashem Ochlim BePesach. We know there's a Chumra by Zvicha, by Shechita, which is that Shechita has to be done. The Shem Achil Ochlim, the people who can eat the Korban. So Nemra Zvicha B'Shinoi Kodesh, V'Nemra Zvicha B'Shinoi Balim. Let's do it this way. Let's say we have Shechita by Shinoi Kodesh. We have Zvicha by Shinoi Balim. Ma Zvicha Mura B'Shinoi Kodesh Lo Chalakt Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avodot. When it came to the Shinoi Kodesh, when it came to change the name of the Korban, we learned for each one of the Avodot, we had a Limud. So let's just extend it. If it's true by Shinoi Kodesh, that Zvicha, Shechita requires this shame, the zevach that you are doing it, and that applied to all the other avodot. Say the same thing by shame balim. If the shechita requires, it must be that it applies to all the avodot. Av zvicha mura b'shini balim lo techalak ben ben zvicha l'shar avodot. But that taught us that just like it's true by zvicha, it's true by the other avodot. Once you know that we don't differentiate in the avodot, let's say let's not differentiate here as well. Mar says ikod mifrach mal shini kodesh kshekein. Psula begufa or pasul begufa really. Veishno arba avodot. Veishno la'achar mita. Veishno betzibur kubiyachid. The Gemara here gives four differences between shinui kodesh and shinu balim. And we're going to turn the page and then I'll explain them because the Gemara says over here va'afagav tarte lav davko tarte miu davko. Even though two of them are not real, you have four reasons here. Two of them are not really differences. Two of them are differences. Two of them aren't differences. Why is that? Maishna shinui balim delo habi psulo begufo. Why are you saying that shinui balim is not psulo begufo and shinui kodesh is a psulo begufo? Why? Because machshava ba'alma. Because it's just a machshava. When you think about the shinui balim, all you're doing is having a machshava. Tosafot points out here, even if it's a dibur, over here it's not a maaseh. It's still a dibur that is akin to machshava. It's not a maaseh by the gufa, the animal. So here you say, okay, shinu balim, not considered to be psula b'gufo because it's just a machshava. But let me tell you something, shinu kodesh, nami machshava ba'amo. It's also just a machshava, so that you can't call that a psula b'gufo. Ella came into achshava pasla. Okanami came into achshava pasla. Since he thought about it, then the fact that you had a machshava is enough to be poselet, or achshava, which is really the word is used other places in Chash, achshava means to give it importance, meaning that you elevated it to mean something. But here, it's more focused on the machshava itself, the fact that you thought about it, that creates the problem, so to be here. So you can't differentiate in that issue. Number two is, Olor Pinchas Breid Rav Meir, this is something that we're not going to deal with today, we'll deal with tomorrow's daf, which is, Dalmar Yesh Shinui Balim Lachar Mita. That Shinui Balim even applies Lachar Mita. So you wanted to say that to these two differences apply that Shinui Kodesh has this, Shinui Balim doesn't have this. What is that? One is that Shinui Kodesh is a Psul Begufo. Shinui Balim is not a Psul Begufo. Gemara says the exact same type of Psul. Both of them are done through Machshava. Why should there be any difference? So wipe that one aside. The other one you said was that it's the Achar Mita. That only after Mita, after the Balim die, how could you have Shinui Balim? You can't have Shinui Balim, the Balim aren't around anymore. You're talking about the Yerushim. So Shinui Kodesh, I understand, can happen after the death of the Balim because you could still change it from a Todah to a Shlamim or from an Olah to a Shlamim. You can change things around. You can't change the Balim. Balim don't exist anymore. Mara says, no, because we have the opinion of, which we'll say, Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Mari, who says that there is such thing as Shinui Balim and Achar Mita. Well, that means those aren't differences. Those aren't different, and you're only left with two. What are the two differences? Is Yeshno B'tzibur could be Yachid, that it applies to a Tzibur and a Yachid. That's true by the Shinui Kodesh, but it's not true by Shinui Balim. Why can't you have Shinui Balim by Tzibur? Because, say for instance, you bring in the Korban HaTamid, which is a Korban Tzibur, and instead of saying it's for the Tzibur, you say it's for this individual. Is that Shinui Balim? That individual also owns the Tzibur, right? He owns the Korban, he's a part of the Korban, there's no Shinui Balim. So now, what about Oved Kochavim? You're doing for a non-Jew. Do it l'shem a non-Jew. So Gemara is going to teach us that it only matters when you change something that is equivalent to what could have been. Only someone who could have been kasher makes a difference when you make them pasul. It has to be dumya to the one who would have been there. It has to be. So the Oved Kochavim couldn't have been the balim of the tamid, or it couldn't have been in the balim in the Korban Tzibur. So since they're not relevant to the Korban Tzibur, you can't make them the balim, and that makes it pasul. That doesn't work. So over there, by the Korban Tzibur, Shinui Balim does not apply. Shinui Kodesh obviously can apply. You can change a Korban Tzibur from a Shlamim to an Olah to a Chatat. They all apply. There are such Korbanot by the Tzibur. Tzibur brings a Chatat, Tzibur brings a Shlamim, and Tzibur brings an Olah. Now, what else? The other psul here that does apply is, V'yeshno Barva Avodot. It applies to all four Avodot. So when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, you can do Shinui Kodesh in any one of the four Avodot. But Shinu Balim only have application by the Zrikat Adam. Balim are only important when it comes to Zrikat Adam because the Ikar Kapara is done in Zrikat Adam. So when the Balim are relevant is in Zrikat Adam. So now, if you say that, okay, so what's the Gemara asking about the other Vodot? If Shinu Balim only applies to Zrikat Adam, why are you asking me about Shechita and Holacha and Kabbalat Adam? They're not relevant. No, the answer is that you could. But we have, and this we have again in the Masechta, you can be Machshuvin me Avodah the Avodah. What happens is you have a Shechita, and he does the Shechita b'shem Zrikat Abalim Acherim. The time of Shechita, he shefts the animal with intent to be Zorek the Dam for someone else. So the machshava has to be about Zrikat Adam, but you can have that machshava in the other avodot. But so it is still different. Different between Shinei Kodesh, you can have the absolute machshava in each avodah. Each avodah, you can do Shechita l'shem, a different zavach, you can do Holacha, Kabbalah l'shem, a different type of korban. Over here, by Shinu Balim only has application by Zrikat Adam. That means that any avodah that you think about, it can only be l'shem Zrikat Adam of another Balim. So that's the difference between them. So those two differences do stand.
I don't know,
that's a good question. Well, one of them does apply. L'achar mitah applies except for Rav Pinchas. Now you can understand. But the other one, I don't know. Now you have a difference. So if that's the case, you can't make this Mematzinu. The Mematzinu we tried to say is, okay, we have Shechita by both cases. By Shechita of Shinei Kodesh, we know that it applies to all the four of Adot. So Mematzinu say it applies by Shinei Balim. We can't do that because Shinei Balim has certain aspects that are more chamur than Shinei Kodesh. It has differences. So you can't apply it there. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now what are we going to do? So verse says, we have two that do apply. Hello, Amar Rav Ami. I think here the Girsa. We have Rav Ashi here. The Girsa, according to the Shittim Mekbetz, is Rav Ami. Amar Kra. V'nirtza lo lechaper alav. V'lo al chaperu. Nirtza lo lechaper alav. It's for his kapara, not for someone else's kapara. Verse says, that's what we need that pasuk for. We have a different limud out of this pasuk. Ami Baile, the Ketanya, we have a Braita. V'nirtza lo lechaper alav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, etch alav chayav be'achriyoto. Vetch inu alav, inu chayav be'achriyoto. So this teaches you basically the difference that we've learned before in other places, the difference between a neder and a nidava. A neder is where a person says, hare alai. They take personal responsibility, they make themselves obligated in bringing the korban to the mikdash. A nidava says, vehare zu. When you say, this animal will be a korban. The nafkamina between them is, if the animal, you separate out an animal to be designated for the korban, in the case of a neder, if that animal gets lost, something happens to that animal, you have to replace it. Because the obligation to bring the korban is upon the individual, the gavra, to bring this korban. If the gavra doesn't bring the korban, he hasn't discharged his obligation. But on the nidava, if you say, this animal will be brought as a korban, if something happens to the animal, then you're not responsible, because it's the animal that needs to get onto the mizbeach, not that you're obligated as a gavra to provide a korban. So how do we know that? We know that from the word alav, on him. When are you, what's on the gavra, you're responsible to replace. What's not on the gavra, then you're not responsible to replace. Gemara says, Rama Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, my time, where do we know this from? Kevin Damar, alav, or alai. It's as if he's carrying it on his shoulders. So we learn that out from this. Alav means he's carrying it on his shoulders. As if the gavra obligated himself. The gavra obligates himself. He has to make sure and ensure that the korban gets there to discharge his obligation. That's the case. We already used the word alav. So we said you wanted to make the limud alav below al chaveiro. How can you do that? We need the alav to teach us about the din of a neder. That a neder has to deal with the chiyuv of gavra. And then the gavra is always responsible to replace the korban. So Rashi, Mimenirta lo, the Chaper Kamar. No, he learns it out, Mimenirta lo, from the word lo, not from the word alav. Alav teaches you right, about Achayut, that's the din of Rabbi Shimon. The din of Rabbi Ashi or Rabbi Ami, depending on what the Girsa is over here, his limud comes out of the word lo. Mimenirta lo means him, the Balim. Mimenirta lo, the Chaper Alav. So Rashi says, Ashkan Zvicha v'Zrika. So now he took care of Shechita, and he took care of Zricha. But now, what about Kabbalah Minalin? What do you know about Kabbalah? So that will do what? Learn now. You know Shechita, you know Kazrika. No, we know that there's a Chumrah. Ma'al Zvicha v'Zrika, Shechen Avodah, Shkavin Alav v'Chutz. Shechita and Zrika have a unique status to them, which is that they are Chayav, Karet, if you do them outside of the Mikdash. Those are the two Avodot. Elohim Ravashi, Atio Me'il Nazir. Learn it out from the Korban Shlamim of the Nazir. Yechtiv, it Ayolash says Zevach Shlamim, Shetei Asiyato, L'Shem Shlamim. You have to do the Asiyah of the Il Nazir, L'Shem Shlamim. Okay, wait, that's talking about L'Shem Zevach. What do you mean? Here, so again, Mimenu Inyan L'Shinei Kodesh. We already know about Kabbalat Adam for Shinei Kodesh, Tanafkalei Mehotam, that we already learn out from the Shlamim itself. There, Tanehu Inyan L'Shinei Balim. So again, we'll usurp it, right? We'll co-opt it to be used for Shinei Balim, because we already have a limud by Shinei Kodesh. Similarly, of Acha Bar Abba the Robo, Emma, wait a minute, why is this such a good limud? Let me tell you something. Emma Yaseh, Klau, Zevach, Prat. Now what is Zevach? Zevach is a Shechita. Klalu Prat. What's the din of a Klalu Prat? Ein B'chlal Alamasha Prat. The Prat, then the general statement is limited by the particular statement that's made afterwards. Zvichayin, Amida Achrin Alo. That would indicate that you only require it by Zvichay, do you require Lishma, or that this passage is only telling us about the Lishma by Zvichah, by nothing else. Mar says, Iktiv Yazez Shlamim Zevach Kedar Mart. If the pasuk said what you were saying, then I would make sense, which is it would say yaseh shlamim zevach, and that is because when you have a klal or prat, you need to have the entire klal first, and then the prat, the particular statement afterwards. Which would mean, what's the klal here? Yaseh shlamim, make a shlamim, and what's the particular statement? Zevach, du shchita. Kedamart, hashta dichtiv yaseh zevach shlamim. The problem here is that the klal is divided by the prat in between it. The yaseh shlamim is the klal, and the zevach, the word zevach, is the particular statement. So you can't have a particular statement that sits in the middle of the klal. That's not called a klal uprat. And that's why, avalei klal, she'enu malei. Any cloud that's not completed until the prat is said, the prat must be said entirely after the whole cloud is said. If it jumps or it's stuck in the middle of the cloud, that doesn't make it into a cloud of prat. No, Ravina says we do make such a cloud of prat. Ella, you made one mistake. It says Vilashem. So now you have another klal, chazar v'klal. You have a klal upratu klal. Because if it says, the first klal says, yaseh, do it. The second klal says, do it l'Hashem. And the middle in between it says, zevach. So now you have a klal upratu klal. So Mar says, amalei, v'vacha midifti, l'ravina, v'halo domi klolo kama l'kolomo bratra. When you have a klal upratu klal, we generally assume that the first klal and the last klal are somehow equal. Over here you say klala kama mirabe asiyot, or marbe asiyot. The first klal only says anything that you do, avodot, which would be the arba avodot, which would be shchita, zrika, kabbalat adam, and olachat adam, betulo, klala patra, kol Hashem. Anything that's done in the service of Hashem would be included. Afilu shvichat shirayim. Things that are not ma'akev the kapara. Things that are not ma'akev in the avodah, but they're still done l'Hashem. For instance, the pouring of the extra dam that's left over after you zrikat the dam is poured out, you saw the mizbech. That's not ma'akev, but nevertheless, it's done l'Hashem. Taktarat emurim. We're putting the emurim, the limbs or the fats, on the mizbeach. That's also a part of the avodah. That's done l'Hashem, but it's not necessarily ma'akev. So how can you have a klal in the beginning and a klal end that don't match up and call that a klal pratu klal? So it says, "Natana debei Rabbi Shmuel beklal yuprate dorish kiay gavna." We have a din. This is from the Gemara in Chulin. We're not going to get into the particular klal prat, but in the Gemara in Chulin, the debei Rabbi Shmuel learns a klal pratu klal like this. They do. They see that's a proper form of limud. Even if the klalim are not equal, you can still say klal pratu klal. Right, so now we have klal to prat to klal. So let's think of this. What does it mean here? You have klal, klal, and in the middle is zevach, which is shkita. Now how are you going to deal with this? Ma prat mufurash avodah ubi'inan lishman. Just like the prat is an avodah, and you need to do it lishma, af kol avodah ubi'inan lishman. Also, any avodah has to be done lishma. Where it says, Ima prat mufurash avodah v'chayvin aleh b'chutz. Right, that's shkita, is the middle one. So let's say, it's only an avodah that you're chayv b'chutz on it. Af kol avodah v'chayvin aleh b'chutz. Shkita, zrika in, kabbalah v'olacha lo. Then the only thing you could include here is zrika, and not kabbalah and olacha. Or, inami, ma prat mufresh dobar atun tzafon, something that requires, that was required to be done in the tzafon, v'yeshno b'chatot ha-pnimiyot, and also was done in chatot ha-pnimiyot, we saw that earlier in the Gemara, that only applies to shkita, and to kabbalat adam. Shkita and kabbalat adam both have to be done in the tzafon, and done in the chatot ha-pnimiyot. So, av kol atun tzafon, v'yeshno b'chatot ha-pnimiyot, shkita v'kabbalah in, zrika lo. So now, which one do we include? If you're going to do which prat? We don't know what the definition is. You could have either a prat B includes Zrika, or you have a prat that includes Kabbalat Adam. So Gemara says, Ikalameimar Hochi, Ikalameimar Hochi. Since both are equally valid ways of Limud, Shikulim Hain, they're equal, but Yavosh Neem. And then you include both of them. So you include both Zrika and Kabbalat Adam through this methodology. Lishna achrina. Another possibility, this is the second part of the solution, is chada v'chada teku b'milta. That's it. If you say that, wait, it's possible to do this, possible to do this, then we don't have anything. We can't do anything. Because you can't say this is better than this one, and therefore we can't learn a klal pratu klal. When you have that uncertainty in it, you can't learn the klal pratu klal. Ibai teima. The last possibility is zrika midravashi, or midravami, that we learned above. We already learned out zrika about shinui balim. We learned that out from a pasuk there. So therefore, if we already learned it from that, we don't need the klal pratu klal for that. If that's the case, then you'll use the klal pratu klal for kabbalah. So that's true of an el nazir. Shar shlamim in island. How do you know that it applies to other shlamim? V'chitayim al neilif me'el nazir. So you want to learn out from el nazir to other shlamim. Mal el nazir shekein yeshim hem damim acherim. The el nazir is brought amongst other karbanot that the nazir brings. He's bringing olah, he's bringing a chatat, he brings a shlamim. It's amongst two other karbanot. It's one of three. If that's the case, maybe some of this was unique about the el nazir requires a higher standard of lishma, which is not applicable to the other shlamim. Because it'd be zevach, if there over there would be el, the el of the nazir, yes, says zevach shlamav, which is in the possessive form, which would make sense here. Why is it my shlamim is done in the plural form, which seems to be much more expansive? That comes here, both kol shlamim, to good all shlamim. So now again, the question is, how do we extend it? This is Shaul's question. How do we extend it from shlamim to other karbanot? Shal kol kodashim in island. How do we know other kodashim that it applies to? You learn out from shlamim to other karbanot. Mashlamim shkein tunim smicha nisachim tnufa chazev shok. That the shlamim has different requirements that must come along with the shlamim. Number one, you have to do smicha, which is the balim have to put their hands on it and do smicha on the karban. Number two, it comes along with a nesach. Number three is it requires tufa wave offering and of the chazen the shok, and that goes those are matanot to the kuna. So all these items which are unique to a shlamim, some other karbanot have parts of them, but no other karban has all three of these requirements, which is smicha, nesachim, and tufat chazen the shok. So how do we apply this to others? El Amr Kra, this is a pasuk which is going to become very important. It's a pasuk at the end of Parshat Tzav, before they start the Miluim. It's a pasuk that summarizes all the parshiot that we've done until now in Vayikra Tzav of the Karbanot. And it says, Zota Torah, the Olala Mincha, the Chatat, Lasham, the Miluim, the Zevacha, Shlamim. Over there, it's a summary. It says, this is the Torah of all the Karbanot. Hekeshana Katuv, the Shlamim. The Torah there puts all the Karbanot together in a single statement, and therefore there's a Hekesh between Shlamim and other karbanot. Mashlamim ben shinoi kodesh ben shinoi balim ben in lishma. Just like by shlamim, whether it replies to shinoi kodesh, which we learned from in the beginning of today's daf, that we learned out of the three psukim which we had, which was im zevach shlamim karbano, azareka dama shlamim, and amakrivet dama shlamim, to tell us the three avodot, and then holacha was subsumed under kabbalat adam. So there, that's by shinoi kodesh. By shinoi balim, we learned it out from the pasuk by the todah. Besides Zevach Todat Shlamav, so that taught us about Zvicha Vachchita. By Zvicha, we learned that out from Avravami or Ravashi, we need to know the Chaper Alav. So that means Lo, that we learned out from Zvichat Adam. And then Kabbalah, we learned out from the Klal Prat Chlal by the El HaNazir, from the Isle of the Shlamim of the Nazir. And then, again, Holacha is subsumed under Kabbalah. So now I have four avodot by Shlamim, by Shinoi Kodesh, and I have the four avodot by Shinoi Balim, by Shlamim. We extended from the El Nazir to Shlamim because of the word Shlamim instead of Shlamav. Now I want to apply that to other Karbanot. We say, well, we have a Hekesh between all the Karbanot. So that which is true by Shlamim will be true Af Kol Ben Shinoi Kodesh, Ben Shinoi Balim, whether Shinoi Kodesh or Shinoi Balim means the Shem Zevach and the Shem Zoveach, but in the Shema has to be done for the shame of the proper Karban and the shame of the Balim on that Karban. So Mar says, Ema Hechad Shachit Lu, the Shalod Ishma Livsulu. Why are you making an assumption all the way along here that when it comes to Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Balim, they create a psul that is only the Chatchila? B'diavet, it's Alula Balim, the Shem Chuva. Who says that? Why don't we say that when the Torah requires Lishma, it's Lishma to make it Kasher? How do you know that this is only the Chatchila, not B'diavet? Mar says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we brought on the first daf, the Gemara wants to know the Din of Rava Minayin. So the Din of Rava Minayin is from this Pasuk, which said, Moses Vadef Dishma Sita Kasher Nadat Lashem Lokecha Nidava. The Gemara asked, Hi Nidava. What do you mean this is a Nedava? Nedarhu. So how come the Torah switched between Nedarhu and Nedava? If you did exactly what you said you were going to do, you hey neder, then it works as a neder and it discharges the obligation of the balim and everything's good. If you don't do that, you don't do it l'shem zebach and l'shem zobeach, then it turns into a nedava. It turns into a voluntary offering, a donation to the Mikdash, or to really to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's brought as a korban, but it's not going to discharge your obligation. It's not going to fulfill what you have to do for the nether. Mar says v'itzrich motzes fatecha v'itzrich zot haTorah, and I need both of these limudim here. V'itzrich v'arach manok had the pasuk only said the Torah only said motzes fatecha tishmor lo yada b'may. We wouldn't know what the pasuk of motzes fatecha was speaking about. We wouldn't know what the issue was. So called Avraham Manah zot haTorah teaches me that we're talking about shinui balim and shinui kodesh. If the Torah had only written the Hekesh of Zot HaTorah, that's the end of the Parshat HaKarbanot, I would say that they would be Pasul Gamrei, meaning not only Pasul Chatchila, but even Pasul B'di'eved. To teach you Moshe Fatecha teaches, yes, there is a Din B'di'eved, that the Korban is still Kasher, just Lo Alo, the Chovat HaBalim. It doesn't discharge the obligation of the Balim. Okay, we'll stop over here.